This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Talk Live. We're launching into the second hour of the program. We invite you to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. You can Skype in. Skype username lrn.fm. You can also join the on-air call-in line in our new Discord at discord.lrn.fm. So that's three ways for you to get your voice on the air with us about what you want to talk about. We open the show, by the way, it's Ian and Chris in the studio here tonight. We open the show talking about the government shutdown.
Dun, dun, dun.
And, you know, what does it really mean? How long is this thing going to last? Hopefully forever.
Yay.
But I guess you probably shouldn't get your hopes up too much on that. We actually had somebody call in at the very end of the last hour. He did hang on through the news, so I appreciate that. His name's David. He's in New Mexico. And, David, it says here you're listening on the radio. Do you know what station you're listening to there? Just curious.
Yeah, it's either 106.3 FM or 1270 Talk Radio, both local here in Alamo, Florida.
Cool, man. Thanks for the heads up on that. So you were, just to bring our listeners up to speed a moment ago, you said you worked for the federal government, and you were involved during the 2013 shutdown. So,
that's correct.
And you wanted to correct some maybe some misunderstandings according to your experience. So please, can you just kind of recap what you'd said there at the end of the last hour?
Well, yeah, it's widely reported on other talk radio shows and on the news that all government employees will be reimbursed or back paid or what have you. And I think that's true for a lot of them under a shutdown. But in 2013, it was a shutdown, but the term that affected me was sequester. And
right.
My entire group, we were sequestered, and what that means is we worked, instead of 5 days a week, we worked 4 days a week. So that was a 20% cut in pay.
Correct.
But we continued working throughout the 16-day shutdown. And so that was a 20% hit. It was pretty significant, you know.
And what bureaucracy was that? Just curious.
United States Air Force.
Air Force. Okay, so you're in the Air Force. They cut you by 1 day a week. And then you said you didn't get back pay once the shutdown ended?
That's correct. Because they were going to pay me for hours I didn't work.
Got you. Are you a government contractor, a civilian employee,
civil
or are you act?
Civil service.
Okay. What's that mean?
It means he's a civilian who works for the Air Force.
I see.
That's correct.
Yep.
Okay. Is that a full-time job?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Yeah. When I was in the military, I was in the Army in communications, and we had a lot of civil servants that work with us, too. We just called them, you know, the civilians. But
right.
They were doing everything that we did, and oftentimes they were much more knowledgeable than we were because they had been there for 15 or 20 years at the same location. So.
Gotcha.
Yep.
All right, David. Well, I appreciate you clarifying that. Was there anything else you wanted to get out there tonight?
Well, no, other than I contacted my state senators. My senators from New Mexico, Martin Heinrich and Bob Udall, contacted a number of times, try to head off this shutdown, and they've been unresponsive. So I just
so
think
is the same thing happening to you this time? Are they saying you need to come in 4 days this week, or not at all? Is there anything
I'll
different?
I'll find out
time?
Monday morning because I have to be notified in writing that I'm furloughed. I don't know what the outcome will be.
How do they notify you in writing over a weekend?
They don't. I have to go in Monday morning and be notified in writing.
I see. I got you.
Yeah. Yeah,
that sounds like a government program, doesn't it?
Yeah,
absolutely.
Come in.
Anyway,
we're not
Bob Udall, Martin Heinrich, if you're listening, I hope you help me out. Come on, guys.
All right. Hey, thanks for the call tonight, David. I appreciate it. Well, I hope that they don't ever come back. I hope that all those people just decide to stay home. Because according to the CNN story on, the claim is everything you need to know. I don't know if that's true. But according to the CNN story, they're saying here that the military is going to stay on the job. However, if this stretches into February, and it is, you know, we're 20 days into January at this point, so, you know, we're a good two-thirds of the month done here. February's right around the corner. If this stretches into February, it says you likely won't get paid.
I can tell you, so when I was in the military, I only went through one government shutdown, and that was in 1983. And I had just gotten out of school. I had did some leave, and then I went to my first duty station and was supposed to get paid like 2 days after that, you know, because I just got off of leave and basically drank and party with all my friends and came back broke.
as military people are wont to do at young ages,
as,
I imagine.
As I certainly was. Yeah. So I get back, and, oh, cool, pay. Oh, no pay. Really? And that went for, I think, a couple weeks before we ever got paid. And we did eventually get paid, but
now,
it was
the military,
hard.
You know, when you join the military, there's a big contract, right? Like, you've agreed to the Uniform Code of Military Justice.
Yep.
You know, you've agreed to all these extra things that the average person isn't subject to. If they just decide to stop paying you, does that negate the contract?
Can I
you just be like,
seriously doubt it. I'm not a military attorney, and I've never looked at it.
Can you count up the number of weeks and just say, all right, well, I got other things I could be doing. see you later.
I don't think that's an option.
No.
No, I think, no. Yeah, then you just be declared AWOL, and then you go to Leavenworth.
Well, presuming the people at Leavenworth are still coming to work.
Yeah, and we've never had a... And you had talked to Daryl, I guess, in last night's show, had done some research on the longest shutdowns. And it was
which was
only,
in the Clinton administration for like 20 days or something.
Yeah, and, you know, that's a long time, but it's not long enough.
But
we,
right,
we can hope, though. Don't dash my dreams here.
I want to have hope. I do want to hold on to hope. If it does go on, if this becomes a record setting, and it's not likely to do so, because they want to get this thing back on... moving ahead. But if it does continue, mm-hmm. if the shutdown continues into weeks and weeks and weeks, and they are not paying people in different government departments, whether it be the military or wherever,
oh, yeah.
at some point, I'm sure some of them are going to start to think, you know, they're not paying me, and my bills are still due, so,
yep.
you know, I've got to do something here. And then what if they get another job? And I'm not just talking about the military. I'm just talking about, you know, people that work for the government. At what point will these government workers' loyalty dry up? At what point will they stop holding on and waiting for that next paycheck to come?
Well, I suspect it's not going to be so much lack of faith in the government. What they'll have to have is lack of faith in their union. Because we've got to think that union membership in the private sector has plummeted over the last century.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some people say it was a good idea in the early 1900s because working conditions were horrible. But as time went on, fewer and fewer people joined unions in the private sector. In the public sector, particularly in the last 10 or 15 years, it has exploded. So,
yep.
you know, you can say whatever you want about a shutdown, but you've got very powerful unions that are basically holding the average taxpayer ransom should they not get what they want for their members. So
there's no doubt about that.
Yeah.
Let's go to Dave. He's in Indianapolis listening to WIBC. Hello, Dave.
Hello. It is happy Saturday night.
What's on your mind,
first
Dave?
First off, well, there is no such thing as a government job. I want everybody to understand that. A job comes from a need that the market has created. There is a market force behind a job.
What do you call
everybody
it?
That,
I like this, though.
Yeah, what do you call it? It's not a government job. What do you call it?
It's an appointment. It is artificial. It was created out of legislation with no market force behind that job. And sadly, most of the appointments in the federal government, whether you're sweeping the streets or driving an aircraft carrier, sadly, most of those appointments are not enumerated. Now, I empathize with people that are in the military because I can open my constitution and I can find a reason to have a military. But most of these people, anybody that works for the Department of Education, Department of Energy, you name it, Department of Housing, urban development, all that garbage, they don't have a real job. They have an appointment. So if these people are so offended, they need to actually go out and get a private sector job that has market force behind it. The problem is we got a lot of sacred cows in this country, okay?
Mm-hmm.
We've got a lot of fetishes that have been manifested into legislation. And we need to realize that somebody who draws a paycheck from the federal government is drawing it off the labor of others. They are not answering a true market need, and a
non-invisible
hand need. Yeah,
agreed.
Yeah, I agree with you. Why do you make an excuse for the military, though? I mean, why not apply the same logic to them? I mean, after all, the founding fathers, they were against the standing army.
I understand, but if I go in there right now, I can find enumeration for a standing army.
But no, actually, they weren't supposed to have a standing army. They were only supposed to bring it about when necessary, and then it would go away.
Raised through the militias.
I understand. I understand. But, I mean, right now, let's get rid of, like, the Department of Education and all those other departments that you cannot find a need for. Social Security, somebody who works for the Social Security Administration and they're self-righteous and pissed off because the government shut down, hey, cold water in your face.
Thanks for the call tonight, Dave. Working. I appreciate hearing from you. Yeah, the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE.
Thinking about getting into cryptocurrency but feel overwhelmed by the high price of Bitcoin? Or maybe you've used Bitcoin in the past, but were turned off by the high transaction fees and slow transfer times. It's time you looked into Dash. Dash is digital international money that you can send anywhere, anytime, for less than a nickel. With Dash, your transactions can be instant and private. Dash offers a fully incentivized and decentralized peer-to-peer network where miners are rewarded for keeping the network fast, strong, and safe for its users. Start your journey at Dash.org. Since its launch in 2014, Dash has made a huge impact in the crypto world and is showing no signs of stopping. Check out Dash.org for more information about Dash and get in now on the future of cryptocurrency. Dash.org.
From the second letter of Captain Mark. Any pirate knows that commerce is communication. Markets condense oceans of information into a single price. Innovations in communication are circumventing the scrutiny of the crown. This signals a change in the coin of the realm. The crown uses digital currency to surveil, censor, seize, and destroy wealth at will, so pirate currency must protect us from this weaponized money. We need to move funds further, faster, cheaper, and without third-party observation, basing decisions on an accelerating flow of information. So pirates require nearly instantaneous transactions with no arbitrary limits on volume or artificial influences on fees. Most importantly, a pirate currency must preclude centralization. Otherwise, it will become another link in our chain to the crown. A superior currency will result in the obsolescence of the coin of the realm and the extinction of the crown itself. Trade above the grid. Join us at PiratesWithoutBorders.com.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial toll free and bring up whatever you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, you've got Ian.
And Chris.
You want to learn about Bitcoin? Maybe you've heard the news about its ups and its downs and, you know, the popularity of this thing. that you don't really understand that much about. People are talking about it, but you feel like you're on the outside of things. You want to learn the basics? Go to Bitcoin.com. It really doesn't get much more simple than that website, Bitcoin.com. Easy to remember. Lots of good information there that's going to introduce you to the world of cryptocurrency. Let me tell you, it is a deep world that you can fall as far into as you feel comfortable. So a good place to start is Bitcoin.com. Now, if you're not so new to Bitcoin, you want to get the latest news headlines, they've got them over there at news.bitcoin.com. Once again, that's news.bitcoin.com. As we continue, of course, we'll take your calls and thoughts here, whether it's about the supposed government shutdown, which, of course, isn't really a shutdown that, you know, any of us would like to see. We'd like to see it really shut down. But, you know, it's a little bit, and I'll take it. I mean,
right?
I'm not complaining about it. Although, as Daryl pointed out last night, it actually costs them more in these shutdowns because they end up rolling out the barricades and then hiring troops to guard the barricades in certain places. And then, of course, later on, after the government comes back, then a lot of these bureaucracies do get back pay, although the guy that we were just on the phone with said he didn't get any back pay.
Yeah, I'm sure it depends on your what you do for the government.
Right, and your union, as you were pointing out before. So you're certainly welcome to comment. Our toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. We've got Skype as well. Feel free to Skype in at Skype username lrn.fm or try out the new on-air call-in line in our Discord at discord.lrn.fm. Let's go first, though, to your phone calls. Michael is on the line in Virginia Beach listening to WNIS. Hello, Michael.
Hello, Ian. Listen, I want to commend you on what you said about President Woodrow Wilson. He did switch, and what you didn't point out is the reason that he switched. The reason that he switched and decided to push for going into World War One was because of British intelligence. Now, that should strike a bell. That should strike a bell for what's happening today. British intelligence, former British intelligence agent Christopher Steele circulated this dossier, which everybody is talking about. Well, why are the British so good about these things? What happened in World War One was they intercepted a telegram. It's called the Zimmerman telegram. You can get books by that title. They intercepted a telegram in which the German Kaiser enticed the leader of Mexico to join in the war against the United States and to inherit four of our five southwestern states if they would join.
Right.
Now, DACA is actually a part of that original German Kaiser plan. And
Did you just draw a connection between World War One, the beginnings of World War One, and the DACA program of today?
Yes, he did.
Okay, yes, just making sure I'm following this.
Yes.
All right. So what do you think about the fact that there was a more of a financial aspect to World War One? I mean, the banks, which were the financial center of the universe, was London, and Woodrow Wilson had heavy ties to the banks. He had heavy ties to the U.S. banking interests, and that was the primary motivator. I'm more in favor of that theory because there's a lot of documentation behind it.
Well,
please continue, because yours is way more interesting.
Well, the greater documentation is the actual telegram and the technology that the British intelligence used to intercept it. But here's the point. The British were on Donald Trump, the father of Kaiser Wilhelm's chief agent from 1885 until 1906, and his chief agent was Friedrich Trump, with an F on the end of the name. Donald Trump's grandfather, British intelligence.
And what did he do? That Donald Trump's granddaddy was a British intelligence agent?
No, he was a German intelligence agent.
A German, okay.
He was a German intelligence agent, and everything that Donald Trump is telling you about DACA, his supposed tag team wrestling match effort to overthrow it, is all a sham. Mm. If he was serious about it, here's what he would say.
Now, well, hold on. So let me go back a little bit here, because what you said was that Mexico was invited into World War One by Germany. Whatever happened with that? Because I don't ever remember hearing anything about Mexican troops crossing the U.S. border and attacking anybody.
I was saying it was put on.
The international intelligence community has decided and proven that this is what happened. Mexico agreed that they would do a surreptitious invasion. It would include such things as sanctuary cities, DACA, and the like.
That's a ridiculous theory. Thanks for the call tonight.
I love it, though. This pulls
deep,
so
man.
Many things together.
Right. So Michael's kind of more of a lefty-leaning caller than if you've listened to the show. And it is interesting to hear the lefty conspiracy theories, isn't it?
I don't hear those as often as I should. That was tremendous. I'm going to be replaying this episode.
They're out there, you know. It's just, you know, like you said, you just don't hear them as often. Jim is in Indianapolis listening to WIBC-FM. Hello, Jim. You're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I'm a little bit confused about something. I was jumped out of the car, so I wasn't able to hear the whole conversation. This guy that called and said that he got basically laid off during the sequester, and he didn't get his back pay, got his hours cut, and all that kind of stuff. Right. And he's comparing that with what's going on right now. As far as I know, sequester and a government shutdown have nothing to do with each other. I mean, they're not even don't even belong in the same conversation.
I think sequester is
where there was a budget cut.
Correct.
All right. Well, he seemed convinced that during the shutdown in 2013 that he was sequestered. I mean, I can't take that away from the guy.
Well, the shutdown was due to the sequestration, wasn't it?
No.
It was a budget thing.
The sequester was a budget thing. It wasn't a government shutdown. There were two totally separate things.
There was a government shutdown in 2013.
Was the sequestration sequestration before or after the shutdown? That's my question.
But I don't know. But he said...
He thought it was during it. I mean, the dude was there.
He said during the sequester, this is what happened.
He said
that's
he was sequestered during the shutdown.
No, he said it was during the sequester. He didn't.
Right.
He never connected sequester with shutdown.
I thought he did, but okay. So how do you know? I mean, were you working for the government then too?
No, I was listening to him to what he said, and then I know that those are two totally separate things. The sequester was a budget cut. The government shutdown is when Congress gets stupid, can't work things out, and they tell 17% of employees to come in.
Jim, thanks for the clarification. I appreciate hearing from you. I don't know what the hell happened. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE.
No, I was just going to say I got a little research on. We'll talk about that when we come back.
Okay, we will do that. And your calls and thoughts are also welcome. You can join us on Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. Hop into the Discord at discord.lrn.fm and join us on the radio. This is Free Talk Live.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said,
Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?
And I said, sure, Ryan, and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You may dial toll-free here at 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. Feel free to Skype on in at Skype username lrn.fm or try out the new Discord on-air call-in line over at discord.lrn.fm. You just got to hop in the on-air call-in chat room there. It's at the very top of our channel listing. And with you in the studio here tonight, it's Ian.
And Chris.
Don't forget, coming up in under a month from now, it's going to be here before you know it, Anarchapulco, making anarchy great again. It's going to be happening at the Princess Resort in Acapulco, Mexico. I had the pleasure of attending the 2017 Anarchapulco. It was my first one, but their third. This is going to be the fourth one this year, and it was great. It was a great event. Hundreds of people were attending last year, and I would expect the turnout is only going to increase because, you know, word tends to get around the libertarian community about a good convention party networking thing.
In Acapulco.
In Acapulco, during the wintertime.
Right.
Where it's going to be very, very warm. In fact, Ron Paul is going to be there. In case you needed another reason to go, Ron Paul is going to be heading up the event as the keynote speech, but he's not the only one speaking. G. Edward Griffin, Jeffrey Tucker, Roger Veer, Larkin Rose, Jeff Berwick, Bruce Fenton, Brett Vinat, Julia Taransky, Dana Martin, Juan Galt, maybe Adam Kokesh. He was
kind of questionable right now.
Scheduled to go, but right now he's in a jail cell in Texas. Luckily, I did see an update on his Steemit page today at steemit.com that his dog is okay. They did, somebody from the area did go and get his dog from the from the pound or wherever it is the government took him.
Good to hear.
So Kokesh's dog's all right. Kerry Wedler is also going to be there. Vit Yedlaika and Sterling Lujan. You can learn more at anarchapulco.com. There'll be live music from the likes of Jordan Page, Backwards, Rob Hustle, and more. Parties, networking, it's going to be a good time. February 15th through the 18th, coming up in just a matter of weeks at the Princess Resort in Acapulco. That's anarchapulco.com is where you can go to get registered. The code that you'll need to save 10% off of the regular ticket prices is FTL, like Free Talk Live. That's code FTL over at anarchapulco.com. We will see you there because Free Talk Live will be broadcasting from the event. As we continue, we'll take your calls and your thoughts. Let's talk to Joshua in Pennsylvania, listening to WEEO FM. Hey, Joshua.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I must say that you guys have a completely backward way of looking at the Constitution. Article 1 of the Constitution gives Congress the power to levy and collect taxes. So I'm really confused as to where you get the nonsense statement that the federal government doesn't have the power to collect taxes.
When the hell did I say that? I mean, they have all kinds of power. They've got men with guns who will kill you if you don't do what they say.
Just earlier in the show, you were saying to some guy who was calling in you don't know where the power to basically have a head tax is the word that you used.
Should have been a poll tax.
Is that you, Chris? That was me.
Yeah. Okay, so what exactly do you take issue with?
Well, I mean, I take issue with the whole libertarian like ideal of things because I think libertarianism is like.
Okay. Let's just talk constitutionalism.
Wait, no. I'd like to know, when you say libertarian ideal, you mean the idea of not using aggressive force against your peaceful neighbors? You take issue with that?
I take issue with the idea that there is a market solution for everything, because that's what most libertarians believe, right?
I disagree. I think there sometimes is market solutions, and then there are things that just don't need to exist. So, for example, I'm not convinced there is a market solution for the Department of Education. There doesn't need to be a Department of Education.
There would be schools, though, without the government education.
And there would be education at home and all kinds of things.
All the libertarian believes is, hey, man, if there's something worth doing, you can do it consensually. You don't have to threaten your neighbors.
Okay, sure. So if
we agree.
Take the Department of Education, for example. Would you agree that there should be a system in place to ensure that all kids, no matter what income bracket they're born into, can get an education that is equal to everybody else?
No, absolutely not.
Why do you hate poor people?
Of course not.
No, because I hate children. No, of course not, because I don't hate children, because I recognize that needs for education vary greatly from, say, an inner city, which will have a specific set of needs that will be beneficial to children who live there, compared to a very rural area where I live. And to lay down one broad set of standards and say that this applies to everyone.
Well, heck, from one child to the next.
From one child,
people are different. They learn differently. And why would there need to be central organization for that? As far as like making sure people get an education, how about local people contributing to charity to help people who need help? What's wrong with that?
Charity.
Well, no. Let's stick to government programs. I challenge whether a Department of Education needs to exist, because here's what it does: it takes in tax money from people all over the country. It then churns it through Washington. In the meantime, it burns through about $5 billion a year, and then it sends that money back to the states in the form of block grants with strings attached, saying you will use this money in these ways. And you will meet these specific requirements that we have. So I'm not saying don't spend money on education. And if this system of taxation continues to exist, I'm just saying quit sending it to Washington. If you have to send it somewhere, send it to your state capital. And or don't even do that. Just spend it in your community.
Well, he doesn't agree with charity. I'd like to hear more about what the problem with charity is, please.
Well, I don't have a problem with the idea of charity, but like, social psychology has shown that people don't really care about the giving aspect of charity. People, especially rich people, they only care about the feeling that they get about giving. They only like the ability to say, "Oh, I gave X amount."
Who cares what the reason why they're giving is?
Mm.
So you are familiar with it's a statistic, and I'll try to pull it up, but charitable giving over the years has dropped off in the United States. Have you heard that before?
Sure.
Have you seen that in correlation to the number of government programs we have? So
correlation is not causation, though, Chris.
It is not. Yeah, but
correlation is most definitely not causation.
No, but I'll give you an example from my small hometown. we had poor people, and I lived in a very rural area, but those kids were never denied medical attention. They got all their checkups. They got all their shots. If they had an accident or something like that, they were taken care of the hospital. And in one family that I remember, the parents were not even there. These were kids living in a house in their teens with no parents around, even when they were like 9 or 10. But they always got the doctors took care of them. The doctors didn't charge them. Nobody charged them. They just took care of them because that was the right thing to do. Now, as government programs come into existence and start to provide all these services that you can get if you fill out all these forms and do things like that, suddenly the government takes the role of charitable giving, and charitable giving begins to drop off. And I recognize that, you know, causation, it's not definitely there, but you can look at it and you go, well, if there is less of a need perceived because government's providing all these, you know, services, I don't need to contribute, then people aren't going to contribute.
But yet we do see billions of dollars being contributed to charities.
Still,
we see people helping people halfway across the world that they'll never even visit those countries or you know anybody from those areas. So I guess I just don't understand. I mean, it sounded earlier, Joshua, like you said that you agreed with me that it's not okay to use aggressive force against our peaceful neighbors. Do you agree with that?
I most definitely agree with that.
So you're a libertarian. Congratulations.
Welcome aboard.
I'm not a libertarian.
Well, that's all a libertarian believes, dude. That's all the libertarians believe, is that you shouldn't use aggressive force to achieve your political or your social goals, to force your neighbors to do something against their will, and you just agreed with that.
Right. I don't like bombing weddings. I don't think I should have to pay for those.
Sure, and I don't think that given that choice to the collective, power of like unions and of workers, then I don't think that the people making the bombs would probably be okay with that either.
How about me as an individual?
Hold that thought. Did you say you were a socialist?
No, he didn't. But we'll bring him.
He did say that. Yeah, I thought I heard him say that. Hang on, I want to come back here in moments. If you got time, we'll bring you back, Joshua. 855-450 free like freedom. 855-450-3733. It's Free Talk Live. Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
You've heard of Bitcoin Cash, but did you know there's now a Bitcoin Cash wallet? The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core wallet that allows you to send and receive either currency with anyone anywhere in the world. The Bitcoin.com wallet supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available for Android, iOS, Windows, Mac, and even Linux. Learn more at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere. Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Famous Footwear supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial toll free to join us on the radio here. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well, so feel free to Skype on in here. Skype username lrn.fm. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Chris.
Don't forget, we do have our new Twitch feed over at twitch.lrn.fm. For those of you that, for whatever reason, want to see the show, you can now do that in glorious 720p HD only on the Twitch feed. We do still have our YouTube channel, but that's being seen in a fourth of the resolution at 360p. So you want the highest resolution Free Talk Live possible, and they do have a built-in Twitch chat room, which is different from our normal chats over on the Discord. You can check that out at twitch.lrn.fm. It is there live when we're live, which is, of course, 7 nights a week. From 7 to 10 at night Eastern Time. So check it out, twitch.lrn.fm. And thank you to the over 110 followers that we've received in the last couple weeks of broadcasting on Twitch, and also the 23 people who have so far subscribed.
Nice.
Via their Twitch Prime. 100% of our subscribers have come from Twitch Prime, which is a way for those of you who have Amazon Prime to actually benefit Free Talk Live by just throwing us your Prime Twitch subscription. So one of the perks that you get as a Prime subscriber, they kind of throw a bunch of stuff in there, right?
Yeah.
They throw everything but the kitchen sink in because they want you to join this thing. And one of the perks is a free Twitch subscription every month. And so you can assign that to Free Talk Live or the LRN channel, and then we get like $2.50.
Sweet.
So it's money they're going to keep if you don't do it. So.
I did not know that.
Yeah, so you just go to twitch.lrn.fm. There's a little pull down that says subscribe, and you'll find the Twitch Prime option there. We've had 23 people do that in the last couple of weeks, so thanks for doing that. As we continue, we've got Joshua on the line. He's in Pennsylvania listening to WEEO. He called in tonight because he doesn't agree with libertarianism, but then we found out that he actually does agree with libertarianism, because libertarians just simply believe, I mean, it's easy to sum up what libertarianism is. It's the belief in the non-aggression principle, the idea that it's not okay to use aggressive force to achieve the things that we want to achieve in life, whether they be political or social goals or whatever. And you did agree with that statement, but then you further called yourself a socialist, Joshua. So I'm wondering if you could define for us, since we've defined for you what libertarianism is, can you define for us what it means to be a socialist?
Or to you?
Strictly in the economic sense, it would be the workers' control of the means of production.
True.
Okay, so in that case, what you're saying is that as a socialist, you believe that the workers should own the factories and things like that. Now, do you believe that the workers should own those things through their own kind of efforts, meaning that they, you know, come together, pool money together, and purchase those factories? Or do you believe that they should take them by force from the current owners of those factories?
Well, it sort of depends. It depends on the situation, I suppose. When a factory owner is repressive and or oppressive of its workers, then a revolution might be worthwhile. But I suppose that your method or your suggestion of pooling together money to purchase the factory, I've not heard of that, but I'm sure that could be done.
Or you could do the other thing, which is to say, go out and compete with the bad guy, right? So, like, right. If we actually had freedom, and we don't, what we have is a crony capitalist system.
Mm-hmm.
But if we actually had freedom, then there wouldn't be any governments standing in the way to prohibit those workers from starting up competition. Whereas right now, the crony capitalist system, you've got these big wigs that own these corporations, and they've put in regulations in place through regulatory capture or whatever,
right,
through owning politicians that basically keep their these upstarts from coming in and creating innovative competition in that market space. So you're stuck with all these old methods of doing things because, again, the government stands in the way of workers from starting their own company. But if somebody's being abusive towards their workers, those workers should quit,
right,
and then they can take their expertise that they learned at that job and open up their own competing factory or competing business of whatever it is we're talking about, if we actually had freedom.
Right. And if those are the best workers and necessary employees, as socialism generally claims, you know, that the people that own the factory cannot get ahead without our sweat and our toil and our knowledge, then it would be logical for them to start their own factory, practicing a little capitalism, which even Marx sort of acknowledges, and get ahead that way. My issue with even the consideration of a revolution is you're not revolting against the system of government. You're revolting against your neighbors. So, you know, even though, you know, let's not say factory, let's say small business order. Somebody owns a grocery store, but their workers aren't completely satisfied with how he's operating it, and they feel oppressed. Is it right to steal from your neighbor, to take his, whether he's a good boss, a bad boss, or whatever, is it right to take it?
It doesn't matter whether or not he is a good boss. What matters is if he, as a single individual, is taking and owning more capital in any form, whether it be money or land or resources or whatever. The problem exists not if he's a bad boss or a good boss, but if
it just,
he owns
the distribution
more
distribution of capital.
Then yeah, the distribution of capital.
So and you don't like it when somebody has more than you?
I don't really care if somebody has more than me. Like if I'm making $50,000 and then somebody's making $75,000, that's not really a problem for me. What the problem is that Jeff Bezos, if he were to sell off all of his assets,
right,
the owner of Amazon, Jeff Bezos, he would be able to fund the Department of Education for 20 years,
But why would he want to do that?
Yeah, I know. I can think of a lot better things for him to
fund. That was just an example. Like, to take the five richest individuals in the United States and sell off all their assets.
Why don't we sell off the government's assets? How about that? I mean,
right,
they got a whole
and
lot
now
of money.
We're talking numbers that dwarf, I mean, absolutely dwarf the amount of money of the 10 richest.
Why would you want to sell off the rich people's assets? They provide jobs and opportunities to thousands of people. You would basically destroy all those people's careers.
That was just an example to illustrate.
Well, let's go back into the question of taking over the factory, because it did sound like there were certain circumstances under which you would support that. But just a few moments ago, you also agreed that you shouldn't use the use of aggressive force to achieve your goals. So do you consider the armed takeover of a factory not to be the use of aggressive force?
No, that would be the use of aggressive force.
So you don't support, or you do support that?
I mean, you can't just blanket this. I can't just give a blanket. No one person can give a blanket statement saying whether or not they agree or disagree with the totality of an issue. It depends on the circumstances.
Well, Marx did. And you were very clear in your descriptions of socialism. You nailed socialism. You described it exactly correct. You said that if they would have an absolute right to take over, if wealth was not distributed evenly, and it had to be distributed evenly under socialism. So I don't want to make it sound like you're not being a good socialist, but you know what I mean?
Sure. Truth be told, I am not really a good socialist because I do enjoy the luxury every now and then. Now, my definition of luxury is vastly different than somebody who's making $1 billion defines as luxury.
Right.
But, I mean, I don't really know what your question is.
Is there something against, are socialists against luxury? Are they against relaxation? Are they against, I'm curious about that. What are you referring to there?
No, socialists aren't, I mean, in the modern sense, like democratic socialists, for example, Bernie Sanders, he got under some flack in recent months. I think he made a public speech where somebody identified the jacket that he was wearing, and the jacket apparently cost like $600 or $700. And apparently, right. I mean, people on the right were just lambasting him and saying, how can he be a democratic socialist or whatever? How can he be anything on the left and still own a $700 jacket? But the problem with that is, consistently, like ever since the United States saw pictures of poverty from the Soviet Union and other supposedly socialist nations, we have, as a country, equated socialism with poverty. And that's the only way that anybody will be equal is if we're all wearing charcoal gray suits, living right. in like concrete slabs of houses with gray pillows and no color and no luxuries whatsoever.
Well, that's unfortunately kind of what socialism's led to over the last century.
But it
China
happened,
was
though.
China, Soviet Union, North Korea.
How about Venezuela?
You are not.
Are all giant examples. We're not talking about socialism in my hometown. We're talking about socialism on big scales.
Joshua, this has been an interesting conversation. I want to invite you back at any future point to join us here because I want to bring some other voices on the air here tonight, but it was interesting. And we'd love to have a self-avowed socialist calling in with their perspective more often.
Fascinating.
So thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. And don't forget, we're there live 7 nights a week. Even if we're not on your local talk station, we're here, so don't hesitate. Thanks for the call tonight. The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733, at least until you rise up and take over.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.